In my second year at university, I met a new student called Glendinning. He came from an old English family and was one of the richest students in the university. I soon realized that he was very unintelligent. And because of this, he was, of course, a very suitable person for me to gamble with. I started to play cards with him often, and for some time I made sure that he always won. At last I decided that the time was right, and I made my plans carefully. I met Glendinning at the rooms of a friend of mine, a Mr. Preston, who had no idea of my secret plan. 8 or 10 other friends were also invited. In this way, Glendinning had no idea that I planned to gamble with him that evening. In fact, at the party, it was he who first suggested playing cards. We played for many long hours. In the end, by my careful plan, I was playing alone against Glendinning, while the others watched our game. Glendinning had drunk a lot of wine during the evening, and his hands were beginning to shake a little. From fear, or from the wine, I wasn't sure. He had already lost a large amount of money. Then he did what I had hoped for. He took another long drink of wine and said, "Let's double the stakes." Beginners always think they can win back what they have lost in this way.